record 409-5633.
Wedding fever and endeavor fever. Which do you have? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Friday's a big day. A lot of people in America really do care about this royal couple and the wedding and seeing it. They're getting up. Telling you, we'll see ultimately what the ratings are. But Fox, for example, they're going to start their coverage, boom, at 4 a.m. Eastern. The Endeavor, next to the last space shuttle to go up, will be launched on Friday. How exciting. The weather looks okay at this point. You never know which way it's going to go when the day actually gets there and they're up and they're ready to launch and all that stuff. Sometimes there's a delay. There have been many delays, as we know. Makes sense. You have to have the perfect weather for it. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords on hand to watch her commander husband, Mark Kelly, go up in the Endeavor for the last flight. Very exciting stuff. Has to be cool for all the people listening to us on the Space Coast. I hope you get your fill and then some. I think it's very neat. I am sure there are people that have great stories to tell of all the launches that they've heard, that they've seen the trail. You know, they've looked up and they've seen it. My aunt lives in a place called Winter Haven, Florida, which is a little bit more than a hop, skip, and a jump away from the launch site. And she's seen it and talked about it, got so excited when she first moved down there. And a lot of people will camp out and hope and have their fingers crossed that the shuttle does go off because they have X amount of days to a window for their vacation to watch it happen. A lot of people, in fact, take their vacations. It's such a beautiful area anyway. Grab a surfboard, do the whole Cocoa Beach thing, go get a souvenir towel at Ron John's and watch the shuttle launch. How cool. How cool is it to have the ability to do any of these things? Sadly, there are a lot of people in this country who aren't going to be huddled around a tube somewhere watching anything because they're too busy trying to figure out what they have left that they can salvage. Really, the deadly tornadoes that slammed into the South were much more deadly than originally thought. How many people have died? Almost 300, and they think it's going to go over 300 at this point. Alabama, absolutely the worst. The tornadoes were so big that slammed into Alabama in so many different counties. Tuscaloosa, where the University of Alabama was one, but it just awful devastation there. In fact, there's nothing more chilling than listening to somebody describe what happened when they saw something just completely get shut down, just get leveled, just get turned into mush, into it looking like someone took their fist and just slammed houses and cars to the ground. Here's one eyewitness, John Patterson.
Stuff that I've grew up around, seen my whole life, just gone in a blink of an eye. It's just leveled. I ain't never seen nothing like this 25 years of being on this land. Being in Rainsville for the last 20 years of my life, I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Mm. So then that's the response that a lot of people are saying. They have never seen anything like it. The Red Cross is headed to Alabama. They're already there setting up things, and some of the other states too, Georgia as well, Oklahoma, a little bit Oklahoma, certainly Raleigh, North Carolina. They were devastated too just a week and a half ago. And it's not a surprise that the Alabama has been declared a disaster area. Some are floating the idea that this could be global warming that has caused these tornadoes. I'm going to say I'm sticking with the NOAA guys, and I believe what they're saying at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration folks, what they're saying. They're rejecting the idea by environmental activists that are running around saying, see, this is what's happening. We have global warming, you idiots. Why don't you pay attention? Does anyone out there listening to me think that this is global warming? Think that the climate change has been that brutal, and this is why we're seeing the worst devastation we've seen in 40 years from tornadoes, almost 400 in April? There's no scientific connection between global warming and tornadic activity is what they're saying at NOAA. And I don't think, I think I'm sticking with what they're saying. I can't believe that I can't believe people are making the leap to stamp this as global warming. Unfortunately, it's the elements in the weather just concocted that right poisonous cocktail, the perfect storm that has created the situation that led to the tornadoes. And interestingly enough, there have been a lot less tornadoes if you look at the last half century. If you go back and look, it's easy to do that, Google, whatever. I was doing a little research on this today. I asked a few questions, and people are jumping to crazy conclusions. Oh, global warming. Yeah, absolutely. Let's stamp the, you know, that's a big myth. Put this on tornadoes, scare the crap out of people, get a few people to think it's global warming. I don't think so. NOAA keeps statistics, and they say in the last 60 years they've seen that there's been actually a dramatic increase in the reporting of weak tornadoes, but no change in the number of severe to violent ones. Unfortunately, you have to go all the way back to 1974 to even see a tornado outbreak, the amount of them, that nears what we saw on Wednesday. And the high casualty is just the saddest part of this whole thing. I mean, forget about trying to call it one thing, saying, yeah, you people that don't believe in global warming, it's your fault because we could be doing something about it. Tornado Alley in Oklahoma, think about that. And in the southeast, they have had a long history of some pretty potent storms and tornadoes. Tornadoes that hang around, not the kind that just dip down and are back up. And that's sadly what happened in Alabama, in Arkansas. It was the kind that had a big base, a large swath, and cut down to some heavily populated areas. That's what that was about. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, We Can Count. When we get to We Can Count, we'll tell you the top 10 picks in the NFL. Oh, yeah, there's that. Again, things that people in these areas won't care about. The Royal Wedding, the Endeavor launch, the NFL, and who picked where. Because their lives suddenly turned in a different direction. And we're going to talk about, in We Can Count, how much money is being discussed for aid to the Syrian government. There have been a lot of clashes now between the Syrian army units over the supposed crackdown. In the meantime, big, big, big changes in Washington. We'll talk about that too. We mentioned in a previous show, Panetta taking Robert Gates' place as the defense secretary. So Leon Panetta would move from the CIA. General Petraeus would step into his role as the leader of the spooks, you know, of our spy team, let's say. Is this good? Does this sit well with all of you? Talk to you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Of a yet another weekend, the tail end of April, and can you believe it, we're swinging into May, getting close to our Kentucky Derby Challenge. Can't wait for that. That's all coming about next week, or actually the week after. We'll have our Derby Challenge, and we have an incredible prize. I am chomping at the bit to tell you what the prize is, but I am not going to do it. I'm going to wait and unveil it next week on the show. You are going to be blown. I'm serious. You are going to be blown away by this prize. I know I am. Without further ado, let's go to Jeff in Oregon, our leadoff man. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. What do you think of the Detroit Red Wings? Since you were talking about
are you big? Are you a big fan? The Red Wings and the Sharks. They faced each other in the playoffs how many times? Four times, and every. And both of the teams won twice, so this is what they call the rubber match. I like the Wings. I like the Wings to win this. I think they'll win it.
It looks like the Trailblazers did not make beat Dallas tonight.
No, Dallas won, and they're going to take on the Lakers. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's going to be a good game, and I hope the Lakers win.
You hope the Lakers win, thanks.
Yeah, because I met Kobe Bryant when he was here.
Oh, boy, you meet a lot of celebrities. You know, that's the great thing about
Kate,
what you
I even
do.
Went to the zoo, and I saw all kinds of birds in that this past weekend.
Very cool. What was the neatest bird that you saw?
It's a cockatiel. It's different colored birds.
Hmm. Cockatiel.
You would like
cockatiels.
It.
Yes, I saw one when I was in Maui. They had one that talked to people.
It
crazy.
Was called a parakeet. It, the lories, they call them.
Mmm.
You
very
would like
neat.
Them. You could feed them apple juice right out of your hand.
That's cool. Cool. When do you compete again? You're always competing in something.
Actually, in May, we're starting our golf a week from Friday.
And is there any kind of a challenge attached to that?
Actually, we got our state tournament in July.
Oh. Are you pretty good?
That's why they call me Tiger. People come up and say, how are you doing? Because I met Tiger. I had gave him Special Olympics this year. I gave him Tiger Woods' autograph hat.
Do you?
Personally.
Is he the most famous celebrity, do you think? You've met so many, but who's your favorite? Who's the favorite of everybody?
I like Tom Watson.
I like Tom Watson, too. He's a nice guy.
He is very, very nice. Even that Bob Murphy was real nice, too, Kate, when that famous golfer passed away.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you. Well, you know what you have to do? You have to hit him long and straight.
Yeah, that's your job, Kate. We're going to let you try against the Special Olympians this coming year.
You guys would probably, you would just rake me over the coals. I know it.
Well, Kate, you got to ask your producer to help you. He probably plays golf.
I'll ask them. I'll ask both of them to help me. Maybe if all three of us hit, we could outdrive you.
Hey, maybe Jack can hit the ball, and I'll get Shelly to play with me.
There you go. You never know. You never know what could happen. Foursomes are fun. Hey, thanks so much for calling. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry about Portland, like I said, but your Wings, if you're rooting for the Wings, they've got Johan Frazier back, and they have Zetterberg back, too, who missed the first round. He had a knee injury. He's big for them, and he's fired up. If you want to talk about someone who could score some goals, there you go. I like the Red Wings in that one, maybe in six. I'm going to say six. It's interesting what he brought up, Jeff, in Oregon, because of the Special Olympics. He's heavily involved with the Special Olympics. He's a Special Olympian. And he's met a lot of, it shows you the celebrities who are willing to travel and donate time and that kind of stuff. It's such a great thing. It's become huge. But the brushes with fame are interesting. And that's a segment that we're going to roll out here on the show called that, Brushes with Fame, because people you can't help yourself. When you meet someone that you've heard about, whether it's an athletic person, somebody in politics, somebody in music, somebody in acting, and then they turn out to be really cool, just normal, friendly, spend time talking to people, you take that with you and you spread that around, because you do. And I think the people that are that way versus those that are snappy and nasty, they're spreading a much better goodwill, obviously. And certainly with what I do, I've had my share of brushes with fame, and I've been asked that question about who's the best person you ever met? Who's the best person you ever got to hang out with? Who is that? I would almost say, I have a tough time with that question, but I would almost say Emmett Smith. And many of you know who he is, because we're going to do the We Can Count, so we're going to tell you the top 10 in the draft. Emmett Smith, Hall of Famer, All-Star, running back for the Dallas Cowboys, just a really super nice guy. Uber famous, but could care less. He doesn't flaunt that around. He's very friendly to everybody. I think that he encounters, he gets it. He's a grounded person. And other people were introduced to Emmett Smith, I think, when he was on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago. So they got to see his playful personality and whatnot, but just a terrific guy. That's a good brush with fame. You might have your own brush with fame. I'm curious as to who you've met and how they treated you. Shoot me an email about that. We're going to give away a prize every week for the best brush with fame, the best story. So all through the summer, all through May, June, July, and August. And it just once a week. So americatonight.net, americatonight.net for brushes with fame. Could be anywhere. You bumped into in a grocery store. It doesn't have to be at some event. Just happened to be pumping gas and you were next to somebody that was pretty interesting or whatever it might, however that encounter might have taken place. Because I think that's interesting to people. When the people turn out to be better. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hello, Kate. Well, we got so much going on tonight, it'd take 20 minutes to finish talking with you about all of it.
No kidding. All right, what's really on your mind? Whoops. He's gone. Well, you know what, Don? You're going to have to call back. Because that wasn't even a minute. That was how quickly you fell off the line. There is a lot to talk about. I already said it. From the frivolous stuff, from the royal wedding to the really cool stuff that I like, the NASA shuttle Endeavor, the feel-good story of Congresswoman Giffords being there to watch Mark Kelly and the crew go off, even though she's not really going to be there with the public, she'll be there to see him, and certainly he knows that. And sadly, the pickup of so many people's lives with this devastation. You look at the aerial views of these populated areas that were hit by the tornadoes, and that really tells you the story, because it's just flattened houses. You know, going through the neighborhood, you see the same thing. You'll see houses that are standing, but the aerial view, when it's just like looking at, it's like looking from an airplane at land where somebody threw all different colors of wood, shards of wood, just all over those parcels of land. It's very, very creepy to see what's happened to these people. But because in America we help each other, there's been a massive outpouring already of people trying to help the people in Alabama or Raleigh or, you know, wherever, however they can, not just with money, but also with actual things that they can use right now. Like, boom, you need water. Here's a couple cases of water. You need whatever. And that's what happens. Like, you don't think about that. But, of course, everything's gone. I mean, who knows if they even had a wallet on them as they try to pull it all together. And the family needs to be fed. The family needs some clothes. The kids need to still finish out school because here we're in May. So that's the kind of things that they really need. It's the food and the clothes and the shelter. And then they go through trying to set up a makeshift home and stuff. But a couple of days afterwards, that's very, very helpful to those people. Not so much the money, but all the other things, the physical goods that people are driving down and delivering to them. How nice is that? Hey, if you want to draw with us here on the air, you can. 800-259-5791. We're turning the page.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Get tired of the song. How about you? It's one of those crank 'em up songs. I'm just gonna say Highway to Hell. Here it comes. I can feel it. Ready? Come here we go. I've never been accused of being a singer. Hey, this is America Tonight. My name's Katie D. Happy to have you on board. You can light them up if you want to throw in your two cents. We like to call it water cooler buzz in the overnight highway. 800-259-5791. Talking about, as you can imagine, the devastation with the tornadoes and a few other things as well, including... And I haven't really gone too deep on this, but I will in our next segment when we do We Can Count, because I've had some questions about the draft and what I thought about the draft and whatnot. And also the Endeavor and also the Royals and, you know, will I watch the royal wedding? And, you know, with the DVRs, you can tape everything, so you don't have to get up at a crazy hour to watch this. But some people like to watch things live. I'm kind of like that with games. A lot of people I know will tape games because they have other things going on, and then they try desperately not to find out what the score is. I don't like that. I like to watch the game. If it's a game I want to see, I like to watch it live if I can do it. I mean, if you can't, you can't, but I'd rather just see it unfold than try to pretend I'm not hearing or seeing people discussing the game and telling everyone to be quiet around me so that I can watch it 8 hours later. It's pretty tough in this day and age to avoid that with social media and, you know, when I'm talking about Twitter and Facebook and your iPhones and everything else, you don't want to know the score of a game. It's pretty tough. Don in Wyoming knows all about that. Hey, Don, how are you?
Sorry about that, Kate. I was just chatting with you, and bam, it was Don. And I was like, man, I'm in a pretty good area right now. What's going on?
That's what I said, though. He hung up on us.
No, I don't ever hang up on you. You kidding me? You're the sports princess. Yeah.
Hey, by
the
way,
now, you got to do the 11th pick when you do the top 10 in the NFL draft picks, because the 11th one was the one that just everyone shook their head. So, but we'll talk about that in a second. Hey, by the way, kudos to the President of the United States. You got an audience there? I mean, did I not talk to you Tuesday night about why in the world isn't this guy just present his stupid birth certificate and get this over with? I'm sick and tired of hearing about it, right? And
right.
Sure enough, on Wednesday, he presented his birth certificate. Whether it's authentic or not, I don't care. But we need to quit, get off this stupid subject and move on to other things. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I said this all along that I had heard from some people I knew in the Democratic Party that they think it's a joke that he had the birth certificate. He's legitimately was born in Honolulu. They went. They got the seal. It's all there. It's not a doctored document. I mean, I move on from there. And if I say this all the time, if people don't like Obama, then you want somebody stronger to emerge to vote for so that he doesn't get reelected again.
Well, you know, it's the great part about democracy, Kate. I didn't want him to be president, but he won fair and square. You know?
That's right.
And you have to put up with it for at least four years. And if you don't like it, try to get somebody else in. And
yes.
You know, I didn't like Clinton being president for 8 years, but hey, you know, more people liked him than I did, I guess. So, but in any case, though, man, so much going on, Kate. By the way, you know that I was going to ask you. This is a really interesting subject that I've been kind of wondering about here lately, Kate. The term African American, supposedly black people that were born here in the United States whose ancestry comes from Africa, is that correct?
Yes.
And most of them are descendants of slaves. You know that were
yes.
Working. You know, and were freed. But in Obama's place, is he really an African American? Because his dad was from Kenya. You know, he doesn't have a family history of slavery, you know. And so, or is he really an actual African-American since his dad was from Africa and his mother was from America? Then that would make him African-American. But when what does that mean about people here in America that are black, that are descendants of slaves since it's been, 150 years ago or 140-something years ago since they were freed? And, you know, and most of your parents are born here in America. I mean, you know. I mean, if you're born here in America and your parents were born here in America, I just think that makes you American. You don't need no, you know,
designation.
Well,
but see, here we go again. This is the problem. Aren't we all Americans? We are a melting pot of different things. My family came from Ireland generations ago. So, yeah, we're proud about being Irish, having an Irish background, but I'm an American. You're an American. And this is part of the problem, and all this differentiating. And then it turns in and takes other twists. That's the problem. I mean, how far have we come? How far have we come on racism in this country? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you look at other countries and you look what was going on in Iraq and they're blowing each other up because of religious differences.
Yes.
You know, I remember asking you a question a couple times. Are they Iraqis or are they Sunnis and Shiites, you know?
We know what they say they are. We know what they say they are. They put their religion first.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, and that's kind of the unique thing about the United States, I guess, is, you know, you can worship whatever you want to worship, a dog, worship a dog, whatever you want to worship, and, you know, at the same time, you're still equal with everybody else, or at least that's what it's supposed to be, and, you know, and, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people make decisions as they're growing up, and they go further their education, and they end up in, you know, not making as much money maybe as they wanted, and they want to blame about life on the rich or whatever, or take from the rich. I don't know. But in any sense, though, we're still, you know, still a great country, and, you know, and it's unique. It's unique. It's awesome to see us where we can, you know, mostly get along and not be killing ourselves like you see in these other countries. Hey, by the way, the royal wedding, you know, I think the fascination with it, Kate, is the fact that, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Diana and the fact that everybody just loved her, you know.
Yes.
And her husband was a goon. Of course, you know, he was an immoral B.A., you know what.
before he even married her, and then he's cheating on her off with his, you know, her great-grandmother was George V's mistress. Like, did it bring them in her family or whatever? We're talking Camilla Parker Bowles or whatever her name is. And so, you know, I think the people are just looking at this as if you're watching Diana's Wedding again or something like that. And, you know, and the good thing, Will has stayed out of trouble. You know, he hasn't been a, you know, it just seems like the, you know, the person you'd want the queen to pass the throne on to or something like that. And, you know, bypass her husband if they can or whatever. But it'll be interesting. The good thing, though, is, you know, the shuttle launch, I guess, is later this afternoon. Is that right?
Yes, yes, the Endeavor, yeah.
So the wedding will then be over with by the time the shuttle goes up. I was getting a little worried when you got two big events like that on the same day, you know. And, you know, that's, yeah, we're talking 700,000 people are going to be there at Canaveral watching it take off.
I love that's it. I think that's great. I wish we were there. I love NASA. I love the whole space thing. And the shuttle, this is it. I mean, it's the end of an era. One more after this.
Have you ever thought, isn't it amazing you have to get 27,000 miles an hour to escape the Earth's orbit or gravity?
Crazy. And the launch is set for 3:47. They're keeping an eye on the winds and the cloud cover and all that stuff, hoping it'll go off. But, the Endeavor is one of two operational orbiters in the space shuttle fleet left. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, and of course, Obama and his family are supposed to be there, and then Giffords is going to be there to watch her husband lift off, and you know that's going to be kind of emotional, seeing her, you know, be able to recover from what happened to her in that shooting, you know. So, but, and now last thing but not least, and I just kind of, you know, I said when you're pulling up the numbers, pull up the 11th pick.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings take Christian Ponder, quarterback, Florida State.
Yeah, he was the 12th pick, yeah.
The 12th pick. There we go. Mm-hmm. I knew it was somewhere around there. And, you know, I don't want to rock the guy. I mean, it was an extremely smart guy. He got his degree done in 2.5 years, you know. But I'm just thinking, you know, this guy was supposed to go third or fourth round. What is this? You know, and I guess Minnesota's kind of like the sore thumb sticking out at everybody. I mean, all of the analysts are just like, what in the world were these guys thinking, you know? And of course, our buddy Matt's not working there tonight, but, you know, we'll have to talk to him about that next week, how the Viking Nation has responded to this pick, you know? And so, of course, if he turns out and becomes a great quarterback, you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was picked way down there in the bottom 20-something, and nobody thought he would ever turn out to be as good as he is. So, you know, they're rolling the dice, and, you know, if the Vikings end up with a winner there, you know, they're going to be able to point their finger at everybody and go like, yeah, you know. They did that with Adrian Peterson. Nobody thought Peterson was going to be a winner, you know, and he's a great running back. So
right, look what happened.
So, but anyway, though, so anyway, yeah, just an interesting weekend going on. And
Huge weekend, huge.
Yeah. Hey, wanted to say sorry to our buddy Sam up there. I saw his Montreal boys lost.
So, they did.
You know, and that guy called you earlier from Oregon when he said he loved the Red Wings. I was like, Kate, I don't even like hockey that much, and I hate the Red Wings.
But, you know, the Red Wings are the hockey town. That is hockey. A lot of people like the Red Wings. I agree with you, but I'm a Flyer fan.
When I see them, though, it reminds me of the Russian national team or the Soviet national team. I feel like the Red Wings.
Oh, that's just because of their uniform. That's why you're saying that.
I don't know, but in any case, you know, when I went through there, they've actually lost more cups than they won. So how do you call them hockey towns? You lose more than you win. But, I mean, they've won a lot of cups. I think it's like 12 or 13.
Yes.
You know, but they've lost a whole bunch of them, too. So
yeah, they have, absolutely.
Sport, though, you know.
Hey, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy watching all this stuff. Hopefully you can get to television on Friday and see some of it happening. Don, I know a lot of people will be doing that with both the Endeavor and also they'll be doing that with the royal wedding in the earlier hours. We're taping it, as we've been saying all along. Stay with us, Rick in Illinois. We're going to go to you next. Plus, Weekend Counts.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Trees. They're expanding, the royal family is, with the addition of Kate Middleton and you would assume future children for Prince William. Rick in Illinois, waiting with bated breath. I know you're all about the royal family, right?
Yes. Are you recording it?
I am recording it, yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Why make a tape for me? I record
just,
quit on there.
That's what I'll do. I just fast, then I can fast forward through the parts I want to see, like the carriage thing and the when they go to Westminster Abbey, what that's like. Because, you know, let's face it, when you're talking about England and you're talking about this ceremony, it's like walking through a history book.
Yeah.
And I like that.
6 hours to do it and all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I said one woman, she was going to go over there. And the boss said, okay, and then they found out they couldn't find out a replacer, so they told her she couldn't go, but if she did go, she same as quitting, but she went anyway, so.
Ooh, she wanted to go that badly.
Yeah, she left. She went over there, so they told her she was fired if she left, so.
That's kind of crazy.
So, yeah, something's got to be wrong with her.
That's what I'd say. Listen, you have to make money somehow. So you're gonna if you want to go to the wedding that much that and you're not you don't have an invitation and you're gonna go and hang out.
Just, I mean, you won't be able to get close to it anyway. So
yeah,
I'll just sit home watching on TV.
Yeah, I agree.
But why are they having an NFL draft if they're not gonna have the football this year?
I know they have the draft and now they talk about that. Okay, so the players can go to the teams and work out and look at playbooks, but who cares about playbooks if they're not going to have a season? And
yeah.
It doesn't look great. It looks like a maybe, maybe at best.
Yeah, because they're fighting that court order now.
Yes.
Then they get the judge rule in their favor, then the players will go challenge that, then they'll go back and challenge it again and keep going back and forth. So.
Well, here's what's happened. The players wanted, I mean, the owners wanted the judge to have a stay of the injunction. In other words, keep the lockout until they went through the appeal process. But the judge said no, so they're going through the appeal process, which is why the players can go back to their clubs and lift weights and all that stuff. But it really doesn't mean anything. The NFL is still, for all intents and purposes, frozen. And what happens in the appeals court? That could be tied up for a while, and I don't know. They have no collective bargaining agreement. It's not good.
I see Katie Couric's going to retire or quit.
She's going to start it. She's going to have
in line.
No, you know who? Actually, there's a Texan who's next in line who does some good work on 60 Minutes. His name is Scott Pelley. He's probably going to get it.
Well, you're from Texas.
No, I'm from New Jersey, Philadelphia.
Oh, New
remember?
Jersey. Yeah.
And they don't want a Jersey girl in there. So they don't want another woman in there. Guarantee they don't want another woman in there after Katie Couric. I asked the question, is how many people actually even watch the evening news anymore? Do you watch the evening news? You're working.
No, I'm working.
I'm working too. Everybody's working. We're all working. And anybody younger, they don't get their news that way. They look at blogs or they look online. They don't or stream something. They don't look at they don't run home for a 5:30 or 6 o'clock or whatever it is, newscast, not even local stuff.
They get theirs from MTV and Charlie Sheen, stuff like that.
The Daily Show.
Yeah, that's where they get their news. So.
Yep.
I think the old news is probably about going to be obsolete for too long.
I think so, too. The CBS News was getting like 6 million or so. That was that's the amount of people they say had eyes on that news. And 6 million versus American Idol has 23 million or something.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt that you're only going to get so many at night. In fact, most people, Rick, watch news. If they're going to watch news, a lot of times it's the morning shows that they watch when they're getting up and going to work. If they don't want to listen to the radio until they get into the car, they flip on the tube and watch whatever's on then.
Yeah.
Yeah. More people watch the Today Show than any of the evening news.
Uh-huh. Well, get your recorder set.
Got it.
You having a wedding party?
No.
No?
Yes, everybody's coming over to my house dressed in wedding dresses, and I'm serving crimpets.
Dress up, put on your gown, your fancy hat.
Exactly.
Crumpets.
You know what I'll be doing?
And all that.
This, honestly, America, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be laying in my sweatpants and my Philadelphia Eagles T-shirt watching the little pieces I want to see.
Oh,
that doesn't sound so appealing. Oh, listen, it's a cute shirt. I have cute sweatpants. They're not crappy, yucky ones that you'd be embarrassed to be seen in. I don't wear them all over the place, so I think it's acceptable. You have no comeback for that. All right,
no.
So we'll recap what happened on the royal wedding. You have a fabulous weekend.
Hey, are these people going to riot and try to disrupt the wedding?
Let's hope not.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think there might be some people that'll try to do that, but there's so many Bobby cops, you know, Bobbies and whatnot that are there. They're gonna get them. They've got Scotland Yard is all over this.
Yeah. I know they threatened to interrupt it and all that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So I don't know what the problem is, but who knows?
They're idiots. There's always some fools that want the big stage, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, take care.
All right, you too.
Weekend.
You too. Now, without further ado, let's talk about some numbers here on America Tonight. NFL did decide to hold its draft. Cam Newton, the Auburn quarterback, not surprisingly, went to the Panthers number one. The Broncos got Von Miller from A&M, a linebacker. Bills took Marcellus Darius from Alabama, defensive tackle. The Bengals had the fourth pick. They took A.J. Green, a wideout from UGA. The Cardinals went with Patrick Peterson. A lot of this is as predicted if you did a mock draft thing. LSU, corner. Number six, the Falcons. Julio Jones from Alabama, wide receiver. Great hands. Number seven pick, 49ers, Alden Smith. Defensive end from Mizzou. Titans. Jake Locker, Washington quarterback. This was interesting about this draft, the amount of quarterbacks. Number nine pick for the Cowboys. They've been talking about him, so this wasn't a surprise either. This is what they need. Tackles, Smith from USC. And number 10, Blaine Gabbert from Mizzou, quarterback, Jags. Notice all the quarterbacks I said. Three quarterbacks, top 10 picks in the NFL draft. You know, let's see how many of those quarterbacks end up amounting to anything. But it's sort of who cares now. The players can work out as of Friday. Still no agreement. Who knows if we're even going to have the NFL. This is a shocking weekend count. Do you have $740,000 to buy an SUV? If you do, you are very wealthy. So there is a Russian luxury SUV that comes with a $740,000 vodka bottle. And how crazy is it? I mean, I have like no words for this. How crazy is it? Also, customers can choose from a number of trim materials. Snake, crocodile, elephant skins, a couple of other things. What to talk about high-end. They've got a high-end camera system to help you park. It's got a two-tone interior. We're calling about, it's called the Darts is what it is. Prombron, an oversized Russian luxury SUV. That's outlandish options, huh? Get that vodka for $740,000. Woo! Somebody's got some money to buy one of those.